This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we head into the third wave of this virus, a lot of offices and workplaces are still trying to figure out how to handle it. Should people stay home? If so, when could they come back? Should companies administer tests for their workers, and who gets to know the results of those tests? There are no real strong national rules for a lot of this stuff, so states have been left to fill in the gaps. A law goes into effect in January out here in California that is going to set up requirements for companies when somebody does get COVID. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
There's been no work from home or shelter in place for tens of thousands of warehouse workers in Southern California, says Shahriyar Kaushi with the Warehouse Workers Resource Center.
We call them essential workers. We talk about how important they are.
Yet he says often they haven't gotten essential information about COVID cases on the job.
There was a lot of fear. A lot of the time the employer would say, well, I can't tell you that, or we're not going to talk about that.
But starting at the beginning of next year, California employers will have to notify all workers of any potential COVID-19 exposure in the workplace within one day of learning of the risk and inform public health authorities of an outbreak of three or more infections within 2 weeks. Nationally, employers have no such obligation, says Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project.
Without that information, I don't really know how workers can protect themselves.
She says the lack of federal reporting requirements also sometimes leaves resource-thin public health departments to discover workplace clusters only through lengthy investigations.
In the absence of any requirement, it is almost impossible for the local public health agencies to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
But informing an entire workforce of potential COVID risk can be complex for organizations, says Sean Kramer, an employment law attorney in San Francisco. He cited a truck driver who visits multiple sites and has many limited interactions.
There's the potential for over-notification to employees as a sort of a stopgap or a fail-safe, and it may ultimately scare employees.
And while the law prevents employers from naming names, in many workplaces, the identity of an infected person would be hard to hide. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.